Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello friends, my name is Anne Marie, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. My name is Garrett.
And this is Studio Classroom. We're so glad you've joined us for our lesson today, friends. We're talking about a way that working is changing.
Absolutely. This article is called The Gig Economy. Now, when I hear this title, I think of computer terms, a gig, or something kind of like a megabyte. I don't know, those words sound similar, but it's not really what we're talking about.
No, we're going to find out what gig means in this context together, friends. Are you ready for it? Let's get right into the first part of our lesson for the day.
The gig economy, the new normal way to work. The future is here. What was once thought of as an alternative way to work is now the new norm. More and more, workers move from one gig to the next instead of staying with one long-term employer. From independence and extra cash to flexibility and creativity, the gig economy is pulling people away from traditional work schedules.
Hi there, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 flexibility 这个名词，意思是柔软度或是弹性。譬如Good flexibility allows dancers to move gracefully without strain. 良好的柔软度能使舞者优雅地舞动而不会造成身体拉伤。它的形容词是 flexible, 是指有弹性的、可变通的。譬如 employers value flexible workers who can handle unexpected challenges. 雇主看重能够灵活应对突如其来的挑战的员工。Flexible 的反义字是在自首加上 IN 变成 inflexible, 意思是僵硬的或是不灵活的。譬如 An inflexible mindset can limit growth even when opportunities are right in front of you. 僵化的思维会限制成长，即使机会就在眼前。
As society changes, the way people work changes as well. We're going to talk about one way it's changed in our lesson today.
All right, we start off with an interesting sentence right at the top here. The new normal way to work. Now, you might hear that word or that phrase, new normal, from time to time. This is a situation, that used to be unusual, but is now common, or something that everyone has to get used to, whether they want to or not.
Let's use that in an example so we can understand more what we mean. During the pandemic, remote work became the new normal. It was normal for people to work at home during the pandemic.
All right, let's continue on. The future is here. What was once thought of as an alternative way to work is now the new norm.
Okay, we see a great term here that we should talk about, friends. It's that word alternative. Alternative means a different choice or a different option.
All right, let's give you an alternative sentence with that word. We need an alternative plan. Our first one did not work.
So far we found out that gig economy used to be an alternative, but now it's the new normal way to work.
Okay, let's see what they mean. More and more, workers move from one gig to the next instead of staying with one long-term employer.
Okay, we need to define this word gig, friends. A gig is a single job or performance. This could be for a musician or performer, or it could be people who take contracts and work a little bit at a time.
All right, for example, she has a gig tonight at the cafe, and another one tomorrow at the bar.
Okay, so we read on from independence and extra cash to flexibility and creativity. The gig economy is pulling people away from traditional work schedules.
All right, definitely a new normal. Let's talk about this phrase, to pull someone away from something. We're causing someone to stop doing something, maybe towards something else or maybe not.
Here's a way you could use to pull someone away from something in a sentence. Meetings keep pulling him away from his desk.
Okay, so there is some sort of thing pulling you away from something, maybe an attraction or someone telling you what to do. Either way, we're seeing that this is a new normal for work. Calling it that makes it sound like almost everyone or the majority work in these gig jobs, and I don't know if that's true yet.
I'm not sure if that's true either. Based on the people that I know and the people around me, it seems like most people still do have the typical job that's either 8 to 4, 8 to 5, or maybe they're on a night shift where they work 8 hours, but in the evenings. But I do know some people who are now taking gigs at different places, and that is what they do full time.
Sure, and the other alternative to that would be some people that have a regular full-time job and then take additional gig work outside of that to make some extra money. Well, we have more to learn, so let's jump into our next reading.
The gig economy. Temporary, contract, and freelance jobs characterize the gig job market. People provide on-demand work, services, or goods to earn some income. The digital age of apps has enabled this shift. For example, in the Philippines, ride apps like Grab and Angkas Padala allow daytime drivers to become evening food delivery people. In South Korea, Coupang helps people generate income delivering packages on their own schedules.
Characterize 意思是描述什么的特征或是史具特性。譬如 ,Historians often characterize the Renaissance as a period of creativity and discovery. 历史学家常将文艺复兴时期描述为一个充满创造力与发现的时代。Characterize 的名词是 characteristic, 意思是特征或是特性。譬如The volcano's most dramatic characteristic is its glowing red crater at night. 这座火山最引人注目的特征是在夜间它的火山口发着炽热的红光。另一个相关的名词是 character, 是指性格或是特征。片语 out of character 是表示不符合平常性格或是不寻常。我们来看一个例句。Yuki acted out of character that day, speaking up more boldly than usual. 那天 Yuki 的表现很反常，说话比平时更直率。
If you want to become a part of the gig economy, what kind of job could you get? Let's find out in this next section.
All right, let's read. Temporary contract and freelance jobs.Characterize the gig job market.
We have a couple of great terms in this sentence that you need to know when talking about this topic, friends. First, we see that word contract. This is a job with a fixed length or specific project. It's not a permanent way of employment. You just do it until the job is done, and then you can get another contract from the same person or from somewhere else.
All right, here's an example sentence.She signed a 6-month contract with the company. So that would be the actual thing you sign. Or you might say she took a contract job for 6 months with the company.
Now, sometimes we will still use this word when we're talking about a job that is long term. You sign a contract when you get your first job, and maybe that contract is ongoing. That's a little bit of a different usage.
Yeah, it might not have a specific time limit associated with it. Well, we have another term to talk about here, and it is that term freelance. If you work freelance, then, well, you're working kind of for yourself. You might take on some contract work for different employers, but you're not signed to just them. You might do freelance work for more than one person at a time.
Some people might work as a freelancer, as a designer, or maybe someone works freelance as a teacher or someone who tutors others.
Right. Different people that need things might come to you with the work that they need, and you'll work as a freelance worker for them.
Okay, let's take a look at some of these options now, friends. People provide on-demand work, services, or goods to earn some income. The digital age of apps has enabled this shift.
A shift here is a change in position or direction, or just a general change in a situation.
For example, there has been a big shift to online shopping in recent years.
All right, friends, let's read on. For example, in the Philippines, ride apps like Grab and Angkas Padala allow daytime drivers to become evening food delivery people, all through these apps.
Yeah, that's really interesting. We see another example here. In South Korea, Coupang helps people generate income delivering packages on their own schedules.
Right, you can do that through Coupang, this great app, and it helps people generate income. Generate here means to produce or create something.
Here's an example. Solar panels generate electricity.
Okay, so people can generate income through these different ways. Sometimes it can be really hard to find a full-time job. And for some people, either temporarily or full-time, they can use these apps to continue to make money and support themselves.
Yeah, a lot of people do get into the gig economy because they're in between jobs. They want to do something temporarily while they're on the job hunt.
All right, or in addition to their other work. Well, friends, we're not quite done, but first, let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Our day job. I once tried to learn guitar and dreamed of becoming a rock star until I realized my rhythm sounded like a penguin tap dancing on ice. That's when I understood why people say, don't quit your day job. Let's talk about day job. A day job is your main regular job, the one that pays the bills, even if your real passion is something totally different. She works as a teacher, but her day job helps fund her photography. Sometimes the phrase is used jokingly. Nice singing, but don't quit your day job. Translation, your talent might need development. Now let's look at a few other ways English describes different work setups. Side hustle is a smaller job someone does in addition to their main one. He drives for a delivery app as a side hustle. Freelance means to work independently, not for one employer. He freelances as a designer. Full-time versus part-time are classic work distinctions. She works part-time while studying. What's cool is how these terms reveal more than just someone's schedule. They show how people balance passion, responsibility, and survival in the real world. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
The gig economy. Side hustles, like selling food from a temporary stand after finishing one's day job, fit the gig definition too. Also included is selling jewelry, clothing, and even organic products on social media sites, effectively converting them into marketplaces. In 2024, estimates showed that over 1.5 billion people were engaged in gig work. A further projection is that more than half of Southeast Asian urban workers could be participating in gig work by 2030. Trends show that the gig economy is here to stay.
Projection 意思是预测或是投射，譬如 Economists use data projections to help governments plan for future growth. 经济学家使用数据预测来协助政府规划未来的增长策略。Projection 的动词 project 是指投射或是展现，譬如 Elias tried to project calmness, though the situation was far from easy.尽管情况并不容易 ，Elias 还是试着表现出镇定。与 projection 相关的名词是 projector， 也就是投影机。譬如 ，During the festival, a projector illuminated the building with moving artwork and patterns。节庆期间，有一台投影机将动态艺术作品和图案照射在大楼上。今天的 Language Lab 就到这边，我们下次见。
There's one other type of job that we need to talk about before we end our lesson today, friends. It's the side hustle.
Okay, this is something that's been talked about in recent years. And of course, gig work is one kind of a side hustle. A side hustle is an extra job that you do to earn more money in addition to the main thing you're doing.
Right. You know, many teachers do have side hustles. It's a way to boost their income.
Okay, side hustles like selling food from a temporary stand after finishing one's day job fit the gig definition too.
So a side hustle is usually something that you're doing in addition to your normal job, either after or sometime during the day. It just kind of depends what kind of side hustle you're doing.
Absolutely. Well, also included is selling jewelry, clothing, and even organic products on social media sites, effectively converting them into marketplaces.
I see a great term that we should talk about together, friends. It's that word converting. Converting means changing something into a different form.
Okay, so what are we changing here? Well, we're changing or converting these social media sites that were originally just for connecting with friends into a marketplace where we can sell things and make money. We can also say that some companies convert the power of the wind into electricity we can use.
You're changing one thing into something else and using it in a different way. Okay, so selling things on social media sites is another form of the side hustle.
All right, friends, let's continue on. In 2024, estimates showed that over 1.5 billion people were engaged in gig work.
That's a lot of people. Let's take a look at one of the words in this sentence before we discuss that together. We see that word estimates, friends. These are rough calculations or guesses about the amount or value of something.
All right, let's use that in another sentence. We could say experts gave cost estimates for the project, but in the end, the project went over budget.
So 1.5 billion people were engaged in gig work. So this includes all of those types of work we discussed earlier, whether it's a side hustle or freelancing, contract work. And this is a big percentage of the population.
Absolutely. One reason why we're saying these are estimates is because it's hard to keep track of all of it. If you go home from your day job and you're selling jewelry in a stand on the side of the road,It's kind of hard to keep track of that, unlike some of those apps where it might be a lot easier.
That makes a lot of sense. Let's read a little bit more here together, friends. A further projection is that more than half of Southeast Asian urban workers could be participating in gig work by 2030. More than half. That's quite a few.
The gig economy is here to stay for so many different reasons.Maybe people feel like they're not making enough money in their regular jobs, or they just want a bit more flexibility in their work life.
There are so many reasons someone might decide to have a side hustle or additional work or sign contracts or freelance. These are all things that you could talk about in English, friends. Is this something that you're interested in? Are you already doing gig work? Make sure you talk about that. Right now, it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 what was once 点点点加 be 加 now 点点点的句型，意思是曾经是点点点的事物，现在成了点点点，用来表达惊喜对比与重大变化。What 在这里是复合关系代名词，相当于 the thing that 引导主词子句。这种结构常用来描述时代变迁、社会改变或事物转变，也可以写为 What used to be 点点点 is now 点点点。语义相近，但语气比较口语。例如 What was once a small fishing village is now a modern tourist city. 曾经的小渔村如今成了一座现代化的观光城市。
Friends, we hope you've enjoyed learning about the gig economy. And before we go, we have a question we want to discuss with you. It's one of our talk about it questions, of course. Do you think the gig economy will continue to grow or not?
Well, we've already heard some estimates in our lesson today. And you know what? I don't want to disagree with those. I'm guessing it will continue to grow.But probably not endlessly. Not everyone will be working in the gig economy, but it will be a good option for many.
I think in society, we often see swings in trends where everyone wants to do something for a while, and then everyone wants to do something else for a while. So I have to wonder if, although gig economy is very popular now, if people will want to have more structure and reliability to their jobs. And very soon in the future, we'll see that people are leaning to go back towards those traditional 9-to-5 type jobs.
Right. I think it'll also depend on a couple of things. How well the economy is doing and how population is doing in the future. If we just have a lot less people in the future, people might return to more stable kinds of work.
That's a good point as well. What do you think, friends? Do you think gig economy is here to stay? Talk about it in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye. At all times, a friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.